We heard earlier on from John King, Deputy General Secretary of SIPTU, and he was saying that if workers' wages are not maintained, that will have a negative effect on domestic demand and growth in the economy. And John said he didn't accept the analysis by the ESRI today that the government must resist public sector pay demands as much as possible if it wants to keep a lid on inflation. And I'm joined now by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Fionnán.
Good morning, Claire.
So I was just recapping there what John King said earlier. The government, though, given what the ESRI have said, you could argue have a weapon in their armoury to resist the call from the unions for the 7% pay increases.
Yeah, and you have got this dichotomy now where you're seeing the pay restoration on the higher end finishing off on the pay restoration that was on the lower end. But the timing of that is clashing with the pay talks that are ongoing at the moment. So while yesterday was not a good negotiating position for the government to be in, today is slightly better. And the government's argument has been that they can't afford to be chasing inflation, and that public sector pay can't be just examined in isolation. You have to add in wider issues like welfare packages and taxation cuts. However, they haven't gone down the full social partnership model, where that was the formula that was there in the past, where you had the public sector, the private sector, and the sector dependent upon the state all sitting down around the table. In this case, they are just sticking to the public sector pay element, and therefore that's what the trade unions are going to hone in upon. One would imagine this will come back up again today, because when you hear Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin talking about October's budget, holding off on until then, they are then promising an awful lot of things to come. And at a time when the coffers are so healthy, the trade unions are they have a strong argument to put forward around increases in pay. But on the flip side, you look at the pay restoration that was there yesterday, and that was a very influential group that is going to be benefiting from that now, with a stronger hand probably in terms of being able to resist any pushback on it. Mm-hmm. You don't really see that the public sector unions are going to be in a position where they can escalate things and say, right, we're going to kick this on up to some form of industrial action. They're not really at that point yet. But if that was to drag out, it would take some time.
But given what we heard from Leo Varadkar yesterday, I mean, his position seems to be that the door is open to go back in to talks, that there will be more on the table. I think that's what most people will have gleaned from what he had to say.
Yeah, and you do have a tradition in pay talks, and we saw this last week when the talks broke up. Everybody looked at that and said, well, sure, this is just the stage managed breakup of the talks. They'll get back in and they'll come to strike a deal. But there does seem now to be a substantial difference between what the unions are quite publicly saying that they want and the government's position. So unless they can meet somewhere in the middle there and the government eases off on the hardline stance that it is adopting, and their argument will be, well, look, we were the ones who suggested that we reopen talks here, and we were willing to sit down around the table. Mm-hmm. Then it is are we really going to get to a point where there is actually no deal? But it does seem to be definitely a more serious position than the normal stage managed collapses of talks that you have had in the past.
We had Paul McAuliffe on the programme earlier on calling for this coherent response to the cost of living crisis and to any budget measures that might be taken. Is there a coherent response coming, do you think, from Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, or are there still differences as to whether it should be addressed, or even the big question of whether there should be an intervention in the summer before October?
Well, there does seem to be a difference in terms of the approach of the respective parties. Last week, it's getting a bit like Lanigan's ball now with Leo Varadkar. Last week, he opened up the door for it to be some sort of summer package. That's firmly closed by Micheál Martin, his own finance minister, Pascal Donoghue of Fine Gael and Michael McGrath on Monday. And yet on Wednesday, Leo Varadkar is agreeing with that. There won't be anything, but there might be something if things get more dramatically serious over the coming months, and you can never rule anything out. So I think that's kind of what Paul McAuliffe is getting at. Likewise, utterances from Leo Varadkar about the budget. He seems to want to be the good news guy, where Micheál Martin and Pascal Donoghue are trying to temper expectations. He's talking about high social welfare relief package, taxation cuts again being back on the table, and all this lining up to October.
Fionnán, thank you very much. Fionnán Sheehan there from the Irish Independent. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Today's programme was produced by David O'Sullivan, researched by Amy Ryan. Our broadcast coordinator is Louise Kerr Ross. Sheila Neveal was on sound today. Now it's over to Ronan.